ABC News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Israel-Hamas war passes the six-month mark, and while all stakeholders in the region continue struggling toward an agreement to end the violence and death in Gaza, the family of one Israeli hostage says ever since the October 7th Hamas terror attack, they have continued to face anguish and uncertainty.
Bringing the hostages back should be the top priority. It should be a world top priority. Everyone looking for de-escalation in the region should be opening the sentence saying, you know, release the hostages.
The parents and brother of a hostage spoke on CNN's State of the Union. Omar Nutra is an American who joined the Israeli army and was taken hostage by Hamas. The UN's nuclear watchdog agency is warning of the risk of a major nuclear accident after a drone attack on Ukraine's Zaporizhia power plant. A team from the International Atomic Energy Agency was able to visit the Russian-controlled site after the attack, which involved explosions and gunfire. IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi spoke out Sunday, calling directly targeting the site for the first time since late 2022 reckless. Excitement is building ahead of Monday's solar eclipse. It's the first total eclipse here since 2017 and will be the last until 2044. The path of totality, where the sun is completely covered by the moon, will occur in over a dozen states. Researchers will be using the eclipse as a chance to learn more about our sun as well as how the celestial event affects the natural world. NASA will launch a plane that will observe the outer layer of the sun and the dust ring that orbits it. Amir Kasfi, an astrophysicist working alongside the U.S. Space Agency, says the last time they did this was in 2017.
We got amazing data. I could see it coming down off the live satellite.
Other scientists are set to study things like the quieting of wildlife and the eclipse's impact on communications and lowering temperatures. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Federal Aviation Administration now investigating after a Houston-bound Southwest Airlines flight had to return to Denver on Sunday. About half an hour after taking off from Denver International Airport, the Boeing 737 made an emergency landing after an engine cover came loose and damaged part of the right wing. Emergency responders met the passengers on the runway, and the travelers soon boarded another flight that landed in Houston about 2 p.m. There were no injuries reported. Inflation causing another U.S. store to close, USA's Laura Winters reports.
The popular West Coast-based 99-cent only store closing all 371 of its locations due to inflation and rampant theft. The store is operating in four states, California, Nevada, Texas, and Arizona. Liquidation sales ongoing. Some 1,400 employees will now have to find other jobs.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is letting President Biden have it on immigration, speaking on Fox News Sunday.
Joe Biden has created this open border policy that has allowed illegal immigrants into our country to appeal to and to appease the far leftists in hopes of trying to win their support while at the same time destroying the country that he's in charge of.
Texas and the White House remain at odds in a legal battle over which agencies are allowed to enforce federal immigration law at the border. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.